We just saw that we're in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and as an introduction to our learning today, we're going to pick up in the Gemara tomorrow. We saw that the zodiac has 12 signs, Me'akedad Tashet Sa'av, starting with Tishrei, which is Moznaim. Now, all this is in Rashi, by the way. I learned all this from Rashi. Me'akedad Tashet Sa'av, Rashi brings that simen. And we saw that on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, right after the Gemara finishes, we have another version in Rashi. Now, the basic machlokes between our Rashi on the page and that Rashi, which seems to be Rashi's first thought, meaning our Rashi on the page seems to be Rashi's final version, is the following. We say that each constellation of the zodiac has its time on the horizon, which is the time when it has its power. When that constellation, so to speak, rises, that's when it has its power. And if we say that Moznaim is the mazel, is the fortune of the month of Tishrei, so that means that in Tishrei, that part of the zodiac is what's seen on the horizon at the crack of dawn. That's a simple reading of Rashi. And each mazel has 2 hours when it is over there, when that's considered its reign. And then after 2 hours, the next mazel comes up. So, if we look at the sky as a big clock, because all the stars in the sky move from east to west, like the sun. Basically, everything revolves. We're in the northern hemisphere, so everything revolves from east to west because of how the earth turns. So just like the sun rises in the east and then sets in the west, so too every star has the cycle from east to west based on the rotation of the earth. So far, so good? Okay. So now, if we view the skyline as a clock, so then we're going to assume that the zodiac plays a clock around the earth, just like the sun. And you have, on that clock, you have the 12 signs of the zodiac. Now, instead of the hour hand shifting, let's imagine the whole clock shifting, the back of the clock. So what I did when I learned this Gemara was I made a clock, meaning I took the 12 signs and I wrote, Me'akedad Tashet Zav, meaning I wrote, Moznaim, let's say Moznaim is at 6 o'clock. Okay? Moznaim, Akrav, Keshet. Now you've gone from 6, 5, 4, 3. No, I'm sorry. Moznaim is at 3 o'clock. Moznaim is at 3 o'clock, so Moznaim is on the horizon, let's say. So Moznaim is at 3 o'clock. Moznaim, 3, 2 is Akrav. 1 is Keshet, and then at 12 o'clock you have Gdi, and then Dli, Dag, that's 11, 10, and then at 9 o'clock you're going to have Tle, right? So at 3 o'clock you have Moznaim, at 12 o'clock you have Gdi, and then Tashet Sa'av are the parts of the zodiac that are going to be under the horizon, because 9 o'clock starts with Tle. So that means that when 6 o'clock comes above the horizon, meaning when Moznaim comes above the horizon, that's when 9 o'clock goes under the horizon, right? You guys with me? Yeah? Okay, so for tomorrow I'll have to draw it. I thought I'd get away without drawing it. Here you go. I'll just write the first letter, okay? Mem. Me'ak. Ge. Dad. So the tet of Tle is Tashet Sa'av. Okay, this is my clock. The mem at 3 o'clock is Moznaim. So if the mem comes over the horizon, yeah? You with me?
Yeah.
I got it backwards. I'm sorry. You have to write it. I did it backwards. Because it's going from east to west, so you got to go counterclockwise. It's Me'ak Gedad Tashet Sa'av. Okay. So if we're shifting our clock like this, so the first hour, Moznaim, meaning at Tishrei, Moznaim comes over the horizon. and Teleg goes under the horizon, right? The 9 o'clock. Now you have 2 hours till Moznaim is all the way above, and then after 2 hours, Akrav starts to come up. As Akrav goes up, so the Shin of Shor goes down, right? And every 2 hours it's like that. So by the end of the day, after 12 hours, you've covered half the zodiac.
12 hours of the night or 12 hours of the day?
12 hours of the day covers one half, from Moznaim on Tishrei till Tleh. And then the 9 o'clock comes up in the beginning of the night.
So the
Tleh comes up in the beginning of the night.
So it's about the month, not the hours.
Well, each month, a different star of the zodiac is on the horizon at sunrise. So if in Tishrei it's Moznaim, so in Cheshvan it's going to be Akrav. So the first 2 hours of sunlight after dawn, you're going to have Akrav. And then right after that, you're going to have Keshet, etc.
So that's how you. So that's how the month, the star that has to do with the month, that special star is on the horizon at the beginning of the day.
Correct.
That's how you know it's the month. So you don't even see it at night.
Or that's what Rashi says on our version. Rashi in the end has a different. The original version of Rashi has it differently, but yeah.
And everything below from like 6 o'clock. What's below? What can't you see at all times? From 5 o'clock or from 3 o'clock?
At the beginning of the day, you're seeing.
What's below the horizon at all times? 6 o'clock is below the horizon.
Right. Everything under this is below the horizon. If this is what's rising over the horizon,
so
this goes beneath the horizon.
So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is all below the horizon.
Yeah. And as 3 is going above the horizon, number 9 is going under the horizon.
But why do they change every 2 hours?
Because the earth is turning. So the stars, just like the sun moves in the sky, so too every other celestial being.
We have 24 hours and 12 suns. Okay, makes sense.
Okay. So that's the introduction to our concept. Okay? Clear?
Yeah.
So far, so good. Okay, if you guys have free time, go to Ura's website. Ura has a fantastic about 45-minute class on Birchas Hachama, on the whole evolvement of the sun and the tkupos and the seasons and how all of this works. And you'll have a fantastic understanding of what we're going to learn tomorrow. If you don't, then I will not be able to explain the last four lines of this Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which is fine. I never explained it in previous classes, so I won't explain it this time either.
No.
Chances are you won't have time to sit down tomorrow.